Who starts?
Well, so I'm Caitlin Wozniewski. I'm 13 years old.
I'm Isabella Sanzion, and I'm also 13 years old.
And we're recording this at Mount St. Charles Academy on May 20th, 2019. Okay, so can you tell us your full name and when and where you were born?
My full name is Marcel, M-A-R-C-E-L, Leclerc, L-E-C, L-E-R-C. What else?
And when and where you were born?
I was born 4 miles from here, Manville, Rhode Island, June 1st, 1937.
Tell me about your siblings and like your parents.
Well, both my parents are deceased. I have a brother. Okay, and he still lives in the same village that I was born in, Manville. And he has 3 children, so I have a niece and 2 nephews, and 9 grandnieces and grandnephews.
Okay, what was your home like growing up?
Well, we spoke mostly French because my mother was born in Canada. Both sets of grandparents were also born in Canada. So we were French, and I spoke French fluently until my sophomore year when I entered the Brothers. And that's when I started speaking English all the time, because most of the people I was living with were not French. So I had to switch to English.
Do you have any memories of like hanging out with your friends?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, when I had decided to enter the Brotherhood, one of my best friends entered on the same day I did, except I stayed and he left. And I had quite a few. I belonged to the Father Merritt CYO Center. I was one of the founders there.
What was the first trip you took as like a child?
Please excuse the interruption.
Like out of state.
Please dismiss members of the varsity baseball team for their away game today.
Oh my
gosh. Once again, please dismiss varsity baseball team for their away game today. Thank you.
I guess one of the first trips that I took with my family would have been to Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
That was about the first trip.
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject was art.
What was like your first job?
My first what?
Job.
If you ask.
No, as a teenager living,
yeah.
I didn't, because I entered the Brothers, I was, let's see. I was about 13 or 14 years old. I entered the Brothers for my sophomore year. And my first real job was teaching, and it was in 1957. I was a teacher in Maine, and the school was named St. Peter's School.
So when you were our age, like, what did you do for fun?
What did I do for fun? Well, I, like everybody else, we played outside together, all the friends. But when I was more like a teenager like you guys, I was involved with the CYO, and we used to meet in the center at church. The basement of our church was the CYO center, and it was set up for basketball and for all kinds of games. And I used to be one of the leaders there, so I used to run the, we used to call it the canteen, but it was more like the center, like over here, where we had soda and candy and chips and things as well.
What kind of music did you like?
I've always liked classical music.
What's your, like, favorite composer?
I would say I like piano, so Chopin from France. He's a great pianist.
What were holidays like when you were young?
Now, what do you mean by holidays?
Like Christmas, like, is there any, like,
oh,
that you remember?
Well, all of these big holidays like Christmas and New Year's and let's say Easter, they all revolved around the family, okay? Because being of French-Canadian descent, the French-Canadians have always had special things on feast days. Like for Christmas, for example, we'd attend the midnight mass. Mass was at midnight in those days. So we attended the midnight mass. And then after mass, we would gather at my grandparents' house. And there we would have what we called in French, un réveillon, which means awakening, like. And that's where, after the mass, the tables were set. And we used to eat meat pie and all kinds of different French dishes. And the people who were gifted with instruments, like one of my aunts used to play the piano. My grandfather used to play the harmonica. So people who had different talents like that, they'd get around and they'd start playing, and we'd get around the piano, we'd sing. Of course, all the songs were in French in those days.
Do you remember, like, your favorite movie growing up?
My favorite movie growing up, it was either Cinderella or Snow White. The first one I saw was Snow White, the original Snow White.
What is the most important thing you've learned during, like, your life?
The most important thing that I've learned, well, my life is not over, so I'm still learning. But I would say that the most important thing is you have to take one day at a time. Don't look too much forward, because you never know if you're going to make it there. and never look back on things that are past. If it's past, you can't correct it, you can't make it better, it's done.
What do you think about our country today? And like, how has it changed?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. With every new administration, things change. Right now, it's not in a good time for the United States. Right now, there are deliberations. Our president has just told Iran, for example, just this week, that they have to watch out what they do, because there was an occasion where there's a rocket that was exploded, and it was right next to our embassy in Baghdad. So the president didn't take that as a good omen, and he told them that if they don't stop now, it means that probably he would send troops over. As a matter of fact, we already have 2 aircraft carriers ready in that area of the world, and we're there just supposed to keep the peace. But you know, sometimes peace is costly. So right now, I think we're in a difficult time. There were times where it was much better. People had less money, but people were happier. Money doesn't always bring happiness. It brings a lot of sorrow. So,
Would you rather live like today, like at our age, or like back when you were our age?
Oh no, I think that you have so many more opportunities than I ever had. And of course, with all the chances, all the things that have been invented since I was born, today would be, it would be great to be a teenager today, because a lot of the things that I couldn't do when I was a teenager because things had not been invented, now I'd be able to do all that stuff. Remember, in 1937 to 40, we were in the middle of a war. So food was rationed, and there was radio. That's about what we had. TV wasn't out yet. All of these inventions, do you know what the kind of telephone we had at home? Was a rotary telephone. You had to put your finger in the number that you wanted, and you'd turn, let it go, and then it would go around. Then the second number, let it go. And the first telephone that I used, the operator would come on and say, sometimes would say, number please. That was before the rotary. Number please, you tell her the number, she'd plug you in, and then that was a party line. Anyone on that telephone line could pick up the phone and listen to your conversation. How do you like that? Like, you would call your friends to talk about something that happened in school and what somebody did to you, and anybody on that line
That's right.
Would be able to listen to what you were saying. So can you just imagine in a small village, you had to watch out what you said because everybody would know about it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So now you tell me, what are you going to do with all this?
So